Celebs, food, entertainment, parenting, things to do in Connecticut. It's The Feed on Star 99.9.
All right, it's The Feed. I'm Kevin Begley, and every Thursday we talk to our friend Callie from But First Coffee Blog. You can follow her on Instagram and YouTube. She has some of the best life hacks, sort of parenthood, mom life type stuff, and productivity tips. And one of the things that I love with her videos is the organizing and the decluttering, because I'm a massive declutter. I hate clutter. So I figured it'd be a good time to some ideas to declutter before the end of the summer. Right, Callie?
Yeah, definitely. I think that most of us sometimes kind of can fall out of our routines and decluttering and tidying habits in the summer, whether it's like that your kids are out of school or maybe you went on vacation or whatever. So it's a good time to think about doing that. So one of my best tips to sort of start, especially if you've fallen off the wagon a little bit, you might be feeling a little overwhelmed. Like you're like, oh my God, I have this little spot that's like decluttered and like my junk drawer is a big mess and like the diaper bag and the mudroom. And you can kind of start to feel overwhelmed and like knowing that you have all this stuff. So instead of letting it build up until you just like burst and start rage cleaning, I say do a 10-minute alarm once a day for like the rest of the month. Do it for the rest of August. And in those 10 minutes, you're just going to pick one area to declutter. And I love this trick because, one, 10 minutes is like a really doable amount of time. Even if it's really hectic and you're really busy, you can always find 10 minutes. And two, 10 minutes is just long enough that you can actually make really surprising progress. And then that progress will sort of like motivate you to keep going on the following days. You're like, wow, I did the whole drawer and it took me less than 10 minutes. So tomorrow I can totally do those like mudroom baskets or whatever. And then finally, the third reason I love this is when you force yourself to do something every day, it starts to help it become like more habitual. So you'll be on a really good foot for when summer does sadly finally end and the school year is back in session.
Right. That's so true. The routine thing is the key part. Like once you start doing it for a little while, then it just becomes part of what you're doing throughout the day, right?
Exactly right. And that's why, you know, if you've sort of fallen off a little bit because it's summer, it can feel hard to like get started again. So it's my favorite way to sort of, you know, jumpstart it.
Right. And one of the things that I saw from one of your videos is the flat surfaces. And I do that all the time now. If I see like a end table or the island in the kitchen, I'm constantly making sure it's just cleared off. And it feels so good when it's clean.
It does. I always say that's always what I tell people is like, if you ever feel like overwhelmed, just start with flat surfaces because
right.
it makes the biggest impact, like it makes a really visual impact. And it's always like really quick. It never takes that much time to actually do your flat surfaces like you think it will.
Right. Totally. All right. So good luck to everybody getting decluttered before the school year starts. You have a lot of summer left, so don't worry. There's plenty of summer. And thank you, Callie. You can follow her on Instagram and YouTube, But First Coffee. Watch her videos there. And we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Callie.
Thanks, guys.